Hey folks, thanks for joining us here, Coach Dave, and I don't even know what we're called. We just call it a prayer vigil. Scripture says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers. And it says this: wherever two or more are gathered, He's in our midst. And we can sit around, we can complain all we want to about where everything is and everything that's going on, and we want to appeal to heaven. You all know about that flag, that appeal to heaven flag. Lord, we need You now more than ever. And we know that the kings of this earth have set themselves and they're taking counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed. And Lord, we want to be happy, mighty warriors in this battle. So Father, we just thank You for the chance to be here. We thank You for every heart represented here, every family represented here, Lord, every lineage represented here, Lord, every denomination, every belief, Lord. We just pray, Lord, that You would help us to lay down our swords against each other and that we would pick the swords up against our enemies, Father. That You would be faithful. You said You sent Your word. You sent Your word and You healed them. Lord, we ask You right now that You would heal our brother Craig, who's in the hospital with blood clots in his lung. We thank You that what didn't cost him his life. We thank You that You're merciful to him. And Father, we ask that You would just cover him and raise him up quickly in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let's get going here. Go ahead and play that for us, Spencer. I'm sorry, John. Yes, it does. Amen. 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 Amen, amen, amen. Betty, would you open us up there?
Yes. I'm going to read Psalms 10, and it's going to be from the Message Bible, because sometimes people can't understand the King James, so I thought we're going to get it, make it clear. I do not follow the Message, but I think they got good messages. God, are you avoiding me? Where are you when I need you? Full of hot air, the wicked are hot on the trail of the poor. Trip them up, tangle them up in their fine-tuned plots. The wicked are windbags.
Amen, they are.
The swindlers have foul breath. The wicked snub God. Their noses stuck high in the air. Their graffiti are scrawled on the walls. Catch us if you can. God is dead. They care nothing of what you think. If you get in their way, they blow you off. They live, they think, a charmed life. They can't go wrong. This is our lucky year. They carry a mouthful of spells. Their tongues spit venom like adders. They hide behind ordinary people. They pounce on their victims. They mark the luckless, then wait like a hunter in the blind. When the poor wretched wanders too close, they stab him in the back. The hapless fool is kicked to the ground. The unlucky victim is brutally axed. He thinks God has dumped him. He's sure that God is indifferent to his plight. Time to get up, God. Get moving. The luckless think they're God forsaken. They wonder why the wicked scorn God and get away with it. Why the wicked are so cocksure they never come up for audit. But you know all about it. The contempt, the abuse. I dare to believe that the luckless will get lucky someday in you. You won't let me down. Orphans won't be orphans forever. Break the wicked right arms. Break all the evil left arms. Search and destroy every sign of crime. God's grace and order wins. Godlessness loses.
Amen.
The victim's faint pulse picks up, and hearts of the hopeless pump red blood as you put your ear to their lips. Orphans get parents. The homeless get homes. The reign of terror is over. The rule of the gang lords is ended.
Amen, Betty. Amen. Amen.
And I have a prayer if you want to hear.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
We come to you to pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks and seeks whom he may devour. With this in mind, we need to be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. You are of your father, the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him.
Amen.
Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature. For he is a liar and a father of lies.
Amen.
You who are full of all deceit and fraud, you son of the devil, your enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease to make crooked the straight ways of the Lord? For it is the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them.
Amen.
For God made it evident to them. You shall say to them, this is the nation that did not obey the voice of the Lord their God and accept correction. Truth has perished and has been cut off from their mouth. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. And for this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie.
Amen.
Watch out for those dogs, those evildoers, those mutilators of the flesh. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea. Only be on your guard and diligently watch yourself so that you don't forget the things your eyes have seen and so that they don't slip from your mind as long as you live. Teach them to your children and grandchildren. Everyone will hate you because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is eliminated becomes a light. Your strongholds here are over in Chicago, and your judgment has come. All innocent blood will receive due justice. All past acts of evil and perversion are removed from our land, and all present perpetrators must repent or perish. You are to be completely excommunicated from this land, Chicago, according to God's law, which is written in our hearts, as a living witness and by the Holy Spirit, who is the commander-in-chief of God's earth. Starting now, you have no rights and no jurisdiction to rule over the rightful heirs of Chicago or its government. We once again assume rightful dominion over Chicago, the sea, the land, and the air. In fact, we proclaim commanding angels to enforce these decrees and release the destroying angelic host to war on our behalf. Michael, Ariel, Raphael, and Gabriel have complete jurisdiction. This decree is now set in motion in the name of our King, Jesus Christ, the supreme ruler of this nation, continent, and earth. So be it. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen, Betty. Amen, Betty. Al, come on in. Then Dave and Sherry. Go ahead, Al.
Thanks. In Matthew 4, if you can go there, Mr. Producer, this is the part where, you know, Jesus has just been tempted by the devil in the wilderness, and he starts his ministry along the shore of Galilee. If you could go to Matthew 4, 16 and 17. The people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. If you could go to Isaiah 9, 2, please. You'll notice that it's the same. The prophet Isaiah said, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them the light hath shined. So a year or two ago, we did a calling to the people, and I've tweaked it just a little bit. So I want to share, and I've changed it to a calling to my people. Second Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Amen. Today, God is calling us to be of a contrite and humble spirit, remorseful of the sins of his people and the nations. We have abandoned the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who indwelled mankind in the flesh through his son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who was crucified, buried, and rose to life on the third day, and now sits at the right hand of the Father. We, as the children of the Most High, have been so richly blessed by the bountiful, providential hand of God. We, as the children of the Most High, must now bear the burden of the nations who have turned their back and withdrawn from honoring the scriptural and moral truths outlined in the Holy Bible. By denying these moral truths and not letting them reside in our hearts and minds, we as God's children have set ourselves up for God to remove his providential hand of blessing from the nations. We have set ourselves up for judgment. Our sins as children of the Most High, by omission as well as commission, have brought our nations to the brink of collapse. Therefore, we are calling all of the children of the Most High to lead God's people to be of one accord by daily submitting our hearts and getting on bended knee, to be united of one accord in a spirit of humility, prayer, remorse, with fasting for the sins of the nations and his people. We ask that you pledge to daily take up his calling from the Lord to intercede on behalf of the nations and God's people. We ask for the Holy Spirit outpouring of conviction upon God's people, that we will confess, repent, and turn from our wicked ways, return to teaching and obeying the biblical morality and truth defined by the Holy Scriptures. We as the nations have sins to atone for. We ask that you be in agreement and of one accord on six topics with intercessory prayer. As the Holy Spirit leads you in this endeavor, please add other areas that are placed on your heart. These six areas listed have played a pivotal role in provoking God to bring judgment upon the nations. We as God's people have embraced and tolerated these sins instead of exposing, repenting, and turning from them. Number one, abortion, the shedding of innocent blood. Number two, homosexuality, sin, which runs rampant in the country. sexual immorality, pornography, lewdness, and lascivious behavior, especially on our youth. The breakup of the natural family, rampant divorce, Supreme Court redefining marriage. Number five, failure of God's church leaders and its people to defend biblical truth in the public domain. Number six, injustice, human trafficking, gluttony, lack of empathy to our fellow man and their plight. May God hear our prayers and have mercy upon his people and the nations. One more, Psalm 1, please. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. In his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in its season. His leaf shall also not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but they are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Mm-hmm.
God bless, guide, and direct us as we pursue the narrow gate. Deliver us from the shadow of death and into your great light, according to Matthew 4 and Isaiah 9. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mel.
Hey, Coach, do you mind if I jump in for just a quick second?
Sure. Go ahead, Kevin.
We're supposed to enter the Lord's court with thanksgiving and praise, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then you said earlier today that where there is unity, the Lord commands the blessing.
Commands,
well, I get a little blessing here, and I get a little praise report, and I think it's a good way to start this out. I just want you all to know that I just got a message a few minutes ago, and Craig Sawman Sawyer just finished up the interview with Jerome Corsi, and he said it went great.
Awesome, brother.
Praise awesome. The Lord Jesus Christ for bringing everything together. Thank Amen. You for commanding the blessing. Lord, we couldn't Amen. Have done this without you. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for bringing brothers Amen. From across the country together in a unified stand to fight for your word and your righteousness. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Kevin. Dave or Sherry, come on in.
No, hold on. I think you had the letter L.
I'm sorry. That was Mel, wasn't it?
No.
Okay, L. Who's L? Go ahead, L. I'm sorry.
No, that was Mel.
L was Mel. Dave or Sherry?
I think L was Linda Tibbs, right? Linda, are you L?
It's not Mel. Mel had her own act.
Listen, we know it's Dave and Sherry. Go, Dave and Sherry.
All right. Praise the Lord. Betty and Mel have covered all of the vile wickedness that I'm in agreement with. And James 5:13 says, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. So, Lord, you know we're afflicted. It's been mentioned, all of the darkness and wickedness that's going on here in this world. And so we come together to pray because that's the means by which we reach out for the things that we can't do. The things that we can do, Lord, let us have the courage and will to do those things. Lord, when Jesus was with the disciples, he mentioned prayer. And he said, when you pray, pray in this manner. He didn't say, repeat after me. He was telling them that there's an order of prayer. And the first thing we have to do is we do have to honor the Father God, the creator of the universe, the one who put everything in motion, the one who foreknew us before we were in our mother's womb. We have to acknowledge him. And we also have to understand, and we have acknowledged, that he is the King of Kings. And the Lord of Lord, there's no greater king. The word says the hills melt like the fire goes before him, and the hills like melt like wax in the presence of the Lord. So, Lord, we acknowledge those things as we come to you today. And we petition you for this darkness that has come over this land, that has permeated the leadership of across the board, whether it be local, county, state, federal. Lord, the enemy is taking ground, And he's only taken ground because we've given it to him. So, Lord, we just ask tonight that we would have the courage to stand, be confident in your word, go forward without doubt and without fear. Lord, we're going to give you praise and honor and glory right now for the things that you're going to do. We've already gotten a praise report tonight of some things that are going forth. We thank you for that. Lord, and we look forward to the wonderful things that are going to come forth because we know you're faithful. It says and goes on in James, it talks about when you pray for the sick, they'll be healed. Lord, we're believing that the things that we're petitioning you for tonight will come forth. We'll come to see those things, and we're thankful that we can come to you. We're humbled by your grace and your mercy that you've waited this long, and you still have confidence in us that we're going to stand up and take back the ground that the enemy has taken. We're thankful for this time and this opportunity. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Dave. Glenn, come on in, Glenn, and Jeff.
Yeah, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for who you are. You are truly the God of the universe, the only real God. And this evening, we come to you in the name of your mighty Son, that the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those in earth. Amen. And those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the Amen. Glory of God the Father.
Amen.
We come humbly before you, your throne of grace, Lord, this evening. And Father, we repent of our indifference, our apathy, our complacency, which has resulted in the current state of our country. We ask you to forgive us, Father, and have mercy on us. Recognizing this, we now come together in unity. And in the name of Jesus, we bind the strong man and the evil spirits at the Democratic National Convention. We pray, Lord, that the murder of the preborn will cease.
Amen. Murderous spirit. Amen.
For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity.
Amen.
You shall destroy those who speak falsehood. For you abhor the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is destruction. Their throat is an open tomb. They flatter with their tongue. Pronounce them guilty, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against you. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will save, you will surround him with your shield. Your will be done. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All God's people said amen. Thanks, Glenn. Jeff Klein, then Mary Kelly. Jeff.
If you can, Jonathan, go to Proverbs 29:2. Use this for our church in the garage, just awareness of people. 29:2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn.
Amen.
Lord, we just come to you tonight. Lord, we acknowledge you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the great I am. And Lord, we thank you that you're just giving us a reprieve here on this nation, Lord, that you're just tarrying a little longer, that a righteous group will stand up. And Lord, I thank you for this group that's in here tonight. Lord, just the righteous individuals, the ones that have a Christian spine to be able to stand. And Lord, I just come to you tonight as a nation that is just out of control and spiraling into darkness and evil. And Lord, I pray tonight because of the youth in our nation, Lord, that we would stand up. Lord, that our generation has dropped the ball. Lord, forgive us. We repent of that, but now we realize it's time to stand up and take this country back. Lord, I just ask right now, and as I'm not going to call it a Democratic National Convention, I'm going to call it for what it is, Lord. It's a demonic national convention. Lord, I ask you, crush it. You bring that thing down this week. You wreak havoc in the streets. You wreak havoc in that building, and you take these people to their knees, Lord. Because, Lord, they say they honor God, and they don't. Lord, just the apostasy, the hypocrites that they are, we ask you to just do a mighty work. And, Lord, if you can use us, a remnant group, use us, Lord. And we're just going to thank you, give you all the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Jeff. Mary Kelly, then Kevin. Kevin, go ahead while she gets it figured out.
Okay, got it.
There you go.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Mary.
Yeah. Trying to get back to my prayers.
Well, hang on. You find it, and Kevin, you come on, and then come back to you, Mary.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Kevin.
I'm going to just read Psalm 82. It's very short, sweet, and direct. And I got a short prayer. A psalm of Asaph. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods.
Yes, he does.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and the fatherless.
Yes.
Do justice to the afflicted and needy.
Yes, sir.
Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All of the foundations of earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. Praise the Lord. But ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations.
Amen, brother.
Heavenly Father, we come to you right now. We just ask you to break the strongholds of all the demonic dominions and demonic presences that are around this nation and in places high and low. Father, we as a group come to you and seek your guidance. We ask you to cast the wax out of our eyes and our ears so that we can see clearly and hear what you have for us to do. Father, we also pray for Dr. Jerome Corsi, that you put a hedge of protection around him, Lord, to defend him against all enemies that will be coming after him for spreading and sharing the truth. We ask also that you do this for all of us as we go about and endeavors of everything that we do in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior. We pray these things. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Kevin.
Amen.
Bless you. I don't know if Mary Kelly, you still there, Mary?
Yes, thank you.
Go ahead.
Okay. These are prayers for protection from evil. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you know that we are set in the midst of so many and great dangers, that by reason of frailty of our nature, we cannot always stand upright. Grant us strength and protection to support us in all danger and carry us through all temptations through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Lord, I pray for emotional, physical, and spiritual protection for all of us. Amen. Keep Amen. Evil far away and help us all to trust you as our refuge and our strength. I pray you will guard our minds from harmful instruction and grant us discernment to recognize the truth. I pray you will make us strong and courageous in the presence of danger, recognizing that you have overcome and will set right all injustices and wrongs. Help us to find rest in your shadow as we live in the spiritual shelter you provide for us. Let us know that the only safe place is in Jesus, and our home on earth is only temporary. Father, here I am before your throne with a heavy heart and an anxious mind. Come, Lord, and fill us with your holy presence. Let us rest and be at peace. Let us feel your protection. Let us feel as if we are under the shadow of your wings, safe, hidden, and secure. Only you can give and take it all. I pray, Father, please take our fears away. Give us your peace that surpasses all understanding. You know that our life is in your hands, and we trust and hope on you alone. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mary. Jeff Nell, come on in, and then John Loveland.
Greetings, everyone. Hope you hear me okay.
Yes, sir.
I want to start with producer Matthew chapter 6, verse 8. Then go on to Isaiah chapter 59. Verse 8. It says here, don't be like them, because your Father knows the things you need before you ask him.
Amen. Amen.
Isaiah 59. This book explains what our world is doing, especially here in the United States of America. The political philosophies and ideologies are practicing paganism. I'm going to start, I'll do a couple of verses of 59, then I shall pray. Indeed, the Lord's arm is not too weak to save, and his ear is not too deaf to hear. I read on the Holman's Bible. Hope that's okay. But your iniquities are separating you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he does not listen. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, and your tongues mutter injustice. No one makes claims justly, nor the one pleads honestly. They trust is empty and worthless words.
Amen.
It sounds like the Democrats, don't it?
Sounds like some Father Republicans, God, too.
And ask strength for everyone to be bold as a lion and a gentle dove at the proper time. Things are so wicked here, Father. It's just absolutely astounding. Father God, I ask you to give us courage and allow us to speak truth. Because way that the devil persuades and people's free will choices, they perceive they like to stay in their iniquities. Father God, I pray that you show your wrath at the proper time so the people may wake up. And to come, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue will confess that you are the Lord. Father God, help us in this time of need. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jeff. John Loveland, then Susie.
Thanks, Coach. Father, we come to you humbly. Lord, as Mel said, we do deserve your judgment. But we're asking for your mercy, Lord.
Amen.
We're asking for your mercy. Lord, you said to come into the throne room of grace that we may obtain mercy at a time of need. Lord, we need your mercy. We're asking for your mercy, Lord, and we're asking, Lord, that you would change things in this country. Lord, as I saw the other day and I brought out beginning of the week, when a woman is in charge of a nation, it's a sign of your judgment. So, Lord, if you don't have mercy on us and this woman takes office, I see that as a sign of judgment. So, Lord, we're asking for your mercy. And, Lord, I want to focus on what Kevin was saying. I want to focus on a hedge of protection, especially around Dr. Jerome Gorski and Dave Dobenmeyer. And, Lord, I thank you that I lift up to you every single one in this group, Lord. I thank you that I can be a part of what they are doing, Lord. And so, Lord, I pray a hedge of divine protection. First, I pray for Dr. Corsi, Lord. You said that you said that your angels are ministering spirits that are Amen. Sent forth to minister for those who are heirs of salvation. So we ask, Lord, that they would go before him and minister to every person he's going to talk to. And we pray, Lord, that you would give him absolute favor. Let those angels minister to the hearts of those that will hear the message that he will bring. And we ask, Father, that he will have the favor of the Lord upon him and that everything that you want him to do, he will do. You said that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by you. So we thank you, Lord, his steps are ordered by you. And we thank you, Lord, for your favor upon him. Now, Lord, I pray a hedge of divine protection around him, Dave Dobenmeyer, his family, and everybody in the queue that has come alongside Coach Dave. And I thank you, Lord, that you said that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High and we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. and that you are our Lord, our God, and that we abide under your wing of protection. So, Lord, I thank you that your hedge of protection is around us and about us. You said you sent your angels to take charge over us, to keep us in all of our ways, that even if we were to dash our foot against a stone, they would lift us up. So we thank you, Lord, your angels are there to protect us. And we say that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us, we utterly cast down, because this is the heritage of the children of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And our righteousness is of you. And we stand in your righteousness against the powers of darkness and render them ineffective in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you that your face is against those that would try to plot evil against Dr. Corsi, Dave Dobenmeyer, in his family, and everyone in the queue. We have a hedge of divine protection over us. And Lord, the one thing I saw with Dr. Corsi, he is a very humble man with your anointing. That man is anointed by you with a purpose. And he's encouraging, because many are concerned about his safety, but he's not, because he knows who you are. Because the greater one dwells within him. Lord, help us all to see that way. Help us to see where our fears are. Lord, you said you're our rear guard. And Lord, I ask that you would protect us where the chink in our armor might be, because that's where the enemy comes to attack the Achilles heel. So I thank you, Lord, that you are our protection in that area, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just thank you that you keep us in peace, and help us to step into what it is you want us to do, to come alongside and to make your will happen on this earth. You said, Lord, to pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So that's what we're praying for, your will to be done here, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Folks, amen. Is there power in the word? There's power in that word, folks. There's power in that word.
That's right, John.
God bless you, John. God bless you, John. Susie, come on in, and then Ohio Brett.
Thanks, Coach, for the opportunity.
Sure, dear.
I was third, and boy, the enemy. I'm like, I'm third. I don't want to go last. Why do I have to pray? And, the conviction and hearing the prayers and the... I can't even explain it. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening with our hearts so heavy and burdened for our nation.
Amen.
Lord, we lift our country before you. We pray for your peace among this nation and restoration of righteousness and integrity within our land. Lord, hold the fallen. Lord, confront and hold the broken. Lord, protect the faultlessness, our precious babies and innocent women, and the evil stuff that they do. God, I just don't know how you tarry, how fury you got to be. Lord, convict the villain. You tell us to cry out, and we're here. God, give them eyes to see and ears to hear. Remember us, O Lord. Lord, guide us and protect us and unite us in these times of uncertainty. Let your glory dwell in our land. We're that valley of dry bones. We're that stiff-necked people. Help us, God, our Savior. Have mercy on us. Remember us, O Lord, in the most precious and power name ever, in the most precious name that was ever given. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Felt you, Susie. Felt you, Susie.
Yeah, well done, Susie Q. Well done.
Hi, Brett. Come on in, brother.
Cool. Coach Dave, it's an honor to be back in the locker room, and I'm just so thankful for the team that you put together. And I pray on Luke 12:12, let the Holy Spirit teach me in this very same hour the exact words I should say. And if, Mr. Producer, if you could pull up Ezekiel 9, and I'd like to just pray first over this team that Coach Davis put together. And if you're watching right now or listening right now, don't forget to hold that Bible in your hands every day and share Coach Dave with others. When you get on in the morning, please, it takes 2 seconds to text a friend that you're on. That's how the numbers are growing. But I just feel led to say thank you and pray a hedge of protection around our head coach and all of the teammates. I'm just one of them, side by side. And when I hop on in the mornings and I hear those studs out of California and Texas and Oklahoma and Pennsylvania and Missouri, I get encouraged. I just want to go tackle somebody. Everybody, everything that we do on this team is peaceful. Peaceful non-compliance, but I have righteous anger, and I'm so thankful for this team. And Heavenly Father, put a hedge of protection on all of us. You know Coach and Michelle's prayers, but you know their unspoken prayers for their children and for the head coach grieves over the teammates. Those who have left this locker room over the years, let them come back. But let them come back to the Lord. And I will forever be changed by listening to Dave Dobenmeyer give a speech in a church when he felt led to share Ezekiel 9. Prepare yourself for the word of the Lord found in chapter 9, because this team that Coach Dave put together is crying out against the abominations in our midst. I share with you Ezekiel 9.
John, can you throw that up on the screen, please? Ezekiel 9.
Ezekiel 9, King James Version. And Coach Dave shared this. And Coach Dave, by the way, doesn't buy his freaking sermons online. He prays to the Lord and the Holy Spirit leads him. 90% of the pastors out there that I've seen buy their sermons online. They play three songs. They have cafe mochas. And they don't even need to know the scripture because they buy the sermon online. That's not our head coach. I will forever be changed by a sermon at a conference in, I think it was Dayton, Ohio, when he shared Ezekiel 9. Now, I've read Ezekiel 9 many times, but it never popped off the page when our head coach was in front of us. And come to the Lord now in scripture. Chapter 9, Ezekiel 9. He cried out also in mine ears with a loud voice, saying, cause them that have charge over the city to draw near, even every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. Amen. And behold, six men, big stud men, linebackers, came from the hot way of the higher gate, which lieth toward the north, and every man a slaughter weapon in his hand. And one man among them was clothed with linen, with a writer's inkhorn by his side. And they went in and stood beside the brazen altar. And the glory of the God of Israel was gone up from the cherub, whereupon he was, to the threshold of the house. And he called to the man clothed with linen, which had the writer's inkhorn by his side. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. That is this locker room. That is our coach. We are the only ones out there crying out against the abominations in our midst. In verse 5, and to the others he said, in mine hearing, go ye after him through the city and smite. Let not your eyes spare, neither have ye pity. Slay utterly old and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near. Don't you come near any man upon whom is the mark, because they've been crying out against the abominations. And begin at my sanctuary. And then they began at the ancient men which were before the house. And he said unto them, defile the house and fill the courts with the slain. Go ye forth. And they went forth and slew in the city. I felt led to share that tonight because this team, led by Coach Dave and our Heavenly Father, and he sent his one and only Son to destroy the works of the devil. But this is the small remnant that cries out against the abominations in our midst, not just with this Lucifer-led stuff going on in Chicago or the Lucifer-led Republican garbage of them career politicians. We are the remnant. Let everybody that have ears right now be encouraged. You are in the perfect place. Stay into scripture. Share Coach Dave Live with everybody. And it's an honor to be one teammate beside you as we live life, not preparing to live life for 40, 20, 80, 120 years on earth, but preparing ourselves to spend eternity in the presence of God, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And I pray all of this in the name of my Lord, Savior, and King, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Lauren.
But Pastor,
Father God, there are these babies that have lost their life, but they're present with you. The last count was 30, 25. Their blood is on the streets of Chicago, in the land of the United States, with the enemy meant for evil to sacrifice them to their gods. They are your children. I ask you, Lord God, to jam every single solitary thing that's every generator that is operating through those trucks, Lord God, that there won't be any more children who are gonna perish because of it. I ask you, Lord, that you have your warriors on the ground in the city of Chicago, warring on behalf of these children in our nation, in this world. It's been staked. The ground belongs to you. Lord God, I'm asking you, the folks that are gathered here tonight, in your precious name, Jesus Christ, but the warrior name of Jesus Christ, that crushed Golgotha's, that crushed Satan's head, that you, God, would call to account every demon, every witch's brew, every satanic altar that's set up in the stadium, that's to go to be launched against your people, Lord God, would be rendered null and void, that you would shatter them, that you would set those altars on fire like you did in the past. That you would show up, Jesus, because you are the truth, that they would tremble in absolute fear, and their demons would tremble and scream out because you showed up, Lord God, and that you're going to deal with them, and that they know their time is ended. Their reign is ended. Where you've entered your courts, Lord God, where Satan accuses us, and we are guilty, we have sinned against you, but your kids are asking you for mercy, that no chick is going to be the president of the United States, no matter what they try to raise up with a Jezebel or whatever spirit, Lilith, whatever these chicks are. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, they are crushed down. They cannot do what they've set out to do. There's not that you, Lord Jesus, would deal with them, and that you would send out your warrior angels to deal with them, break the chains, show us your mercy, give us your grace, embrace us with your love, and that your truth is going to be who you are, Jesus Christ, to guard us. This is my town. This is my state. These are my people. You placed me here for such a time as this, and slay that dragon and make it completely paralyzed and not to ever be able to be operable ever again, that's coming out of Lake Michigan. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we need you. And there's people on this call that are praying right now. We're scared. But you know what? You said we couldn't tell you we weren't scared. You're just going to deal with it because you said your perfect love casts out all fear. So, Lord God, take care of our children. Protect our children. Protect our grandchildren. Protect Coach Dave and his wife and his grandchildren and his children and his animals and everything that you've brought together. And everybody who's come alongside of him, and every family that's represented in this huddle. Protect us from every astral projecting, whatever they think that they are. Deal with them in the blood of Jesus that you covered us, because we have been anointed and appointed. Our land is protected because you protected it and anointed it. You staked us because we have been staked because the Holy Spirit lives inside of us and that our families need you. We need you like never before. And you know what Coach and Michelle face on a day-to-day basis in the middle of the night when nobody's there. You're there to wipe Michelle's tears when she's laying beside her husband because she knows the weight that he bears. And she bears that weight with him. And he bears a weight for his wife, for what he's been called to do. In the middle of the night, at 1 a.m, at 2 a.m, when he can't sleep at night, and he knows the call and he knows the weight of it. Give Michelle the wisdom she needs to love her husband. Give their kids the love they need to love their dad. And those grandbabies, Lord God, that he cherishes with every single breath that he takes because he knows they're a gift. Help him to coach and train them up. And that they can be proud that this is their grandpa. This is theirs. We get to call him coach. They get to call him grandpa. So Lord God, thank you. I'm ending this prayer with thanksgiving and praise because we know who you are and you are the victory and you are the one who called us and you're the one who's going to do it and you're the one who's going to be the God of all miracles. And we're going to see showers and showers of blessings and miracles. And you're going to deal with the land, with our enemies in the land of the living. And they can't win. And you will watch over Donald Trump, the man, and place him where he needs to be. And every single weapon that they're forming against us, there will not be any more vaccines. There will be no more plagues. The only plague that's going to happen is that you promised that. And we praise you that you said vengeance is mine. And that you are the God who deals with your enemies. In the mighty name that is above all names that we bow before right now, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Laura.
Amen.
Amen.
Saint Teal, come on in.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the opportunity to be here as one body and one mind and one accord to pray in agreement, Father. And Lord, I just pray that you send confusion to the enemy of the DNC.
Lord.
Pray
yes.
You disrupt the plans, Father. And Lord, I pray for those that are there thinking they're standing for democracy, standing for this country when they are in league with Satan, Lord. I pray for those, Lord, if they were those who would repent, if they would come to know the truth, Lord, that you would reveal the truth to them, Father, that you would set them free, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that those that are there, Lord, manipulating the will, the minds, and the emotions of those in attendance, Lord, I just come against all spirits of mind control, Father. And I just pray, Lord, against anyone there sending curses, Lord, vexing, hexing, spells, summoning, sending demons, Lord. We just come against that and the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit, Lord. We bind it. We rebuke it. We send it back on the heads of the senders, Lord, sevenfold, that they would know that you're a Lord, Jesus. And we just pray specifically, Father, for those that are our brothers and sisters in Christ that have had the wool pull over their eyes, Lord,
yes.
That cannot truth, Lord, I just pray that you set their hearts, their minds, their spirits free, Lord. We're not the enemy, Lord. My neighbor, who's a Biden supporter, is not the enemy, Lord. They're trying to pit us against each other, Lord. And I just pray that you would just set these minds free, Father. I just thank you, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that your will would be done, Lord. And I just pray protection over every single person who's here and the spirit of the Lord, Lord, over their families, over their loved ones, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And I just praise you, and I just thank you for the opportunity to pray, Lord, corporately. We just ask that your will be done in Jesus' name.
Amen, brother. Amen. Amen. Claudine.
Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for this opportunity to come together as a team from all over the country. God, as you know, I've traveled now the last 3 days from New Hampshire to now Texas to see your great land, to meet so many beautiful people along the way, to spend a wonderful time with my daughter. Lord, these are times of wonderful beauty and creation that you have given us, and I know the enemy will not rip it from you. It will not happen. You've put us here at such a time. You brought us together so we can learn what we didn't know. As Jesus said, to forgive us for not knowing. We did not know just how bad things have been. And you brought us together to awaken us, to show us the truth, to bring us together to show action, whether it's staking, praying, standing up in different places in your obedience to be positioned for your war over the enemy. God, I believe that the time has come that we will continue to see the fall of the enemy.
Amen.
We will not let them win. You will prevail, God. You who created this world, who created each one of us, who have given us so many blessings, you will not allow that to be ripped away. Please, Lord, hear our prayers. We have come together in obedience. And obedience is what you ask us. This is what we give. And we stand in line to do the next thing you tell us to do. We thank you, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, Claudine. God bless you, dear. Randy.
Coach, I'm just going to read a verse. 1 John 5:14. You can go there if you want to, John. This is what it is, Coach. This is what I believe. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, in Jesus, in Christ, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
Amen.
Coach, I can promise you this. God's will is to establish justice and righteousness.
It is, for sure. Amen.
Coach, this is what everybody's praying. God, please bring in your justice and righteousness. And Coach, we're going to see it.
Amen.
I believe God is hearing us and he's going to do it.
Stand Amen. Still and see the salvation of the Lord. I believe it too, Randy. Amen. Amen, brother. Chad.
All right. Thank you, Coach. You know, I was listening to all of these, just trying to get moved by the Spirit. And right before Laura Ann came on, she was talking about those street preachers that are the people there in Chicago. I mean, even before she started saying that, I already had this written out, what I am going to say. And when she started saying that, then I said, look, the Lord knows that these people need covering that are down there. So Lord, we ask for a special hedge placed around Amen. The street preachers, and especially those that are in Chicago this Amen. Week.
Amen.
Lord, place an anointing over those street preachers. Give them the words to speak, the boldness to stand, and proclaim your glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen, Chan. Amen. Jonathan, let's finish up with this. God bless. Hey, folks, invite somebody. 8 o'clock tomorrow, same Bat channel. Go ahead, Johnny.
Vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. I have seen him in the watchfires of 100 circling camps. They have builded him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I have read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching Amen. On. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory.
Amen. Amen.
I have read a fiery gospel writ in burnished rose of steel. As ye deal with my contemptors, so with you my grace shall deal. Let the hero born of woman crush the serpent with his
heel. Amen.
Since my God is marching on, he has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call
retreat.
He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Wonderful job tonight. I just want you to know that I said to my wife, a lot of the people that are praying tonight have maybe never in their whole life prayed publicly. Maybe never done it ever, ever. And some of you stepped out in a way that really, really honors the Lord. He'd give you a noogie if he could. And I just want to encourage you. Step deeper. Step in deeper. The Lord will use you. He will use a willing and contrite heart. This is going to be our finest hour. God bless y'all. See you tomorrow.